Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show, where we give you the rundown on all the latest NFL news and action. And it was the first day of free agency yesterday, and it was pretty exciting. I can't lie. You know, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia Eagles first. You know, watching the Philadelphia Eagles defensive line is going to be pure entertainment. Malik Jackson and Fletcher Cox will be a disruptive force in the trenches. NFL free agency is in full swing, and the Philadelphia Eagles made a splash by signing former Jacksonville Jaguar Malik Jackson. This is a great pickup because it gives the Eagles a serious advantage when it comes to the defensive tackle position. Jackson is a rare combination of speed and power who will make a habit out of pressuring quarterbacks. He can fight through double teams, and you just have to like what this guy brings to the table. You know, he's fast, he's strong. And when you think about him being paired up next to Fletcher Cox, those two guys, they can drive offensive linemen back and put them in the quarterback's lap. It's just going to be so disruptive. And remember, they have Chris Long and Brandon Graham on the edges. So they're going to be able to not only, you know, get penetration into the offensive backfield, they're going to be able to run some awesome loops and twists on third down. And like I was saying, they're just going to be so much better on that defensive front. And remember, they didn't get much out of Timmy Jernigan last year at all. I think Timmy Jernigan had two tackles for the whole year. Didn't have any sacks. Just didn't give them anything. So the fact that they're going to get Malik Jackson, who was pretty good in Denver, was pretty good in Jacksonville. They had to get rid of him in Jacksonville because they had to – you know, they're going through a phase where they got to kind of rebuild a little bit, you know, which brings me to our next point. You know, the Jacksonville Jaguars signed Nick Foles. He got a massive four-year, $88 million contract with $50 million guaranteed. The guy is he's a starting quarterback now. You know, he's going to be the guy full-time, opposed to, you know, sitting behind Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. And, you know, obviously this is what he wanted, but Jacksonville isn't in good shape right now. We talked about, you know, Malik Jackson leaving, going to the Eagles. They cut Blake Bortles yesterday, too, so the Blake Bortles era is over. But remember, they just gave Bortles a contract extension last year. So he definitely dented their salary cap. So there's not going to be a lot of help around Nick Foles. And there was times last year in Philadelphia at the beginning of the year where Nick Foles wasn't great. But at the end of the year, obviously went on that epic run, got the Eagles in the playoffs. So I think Foles is a guy that the team will rally around just because he has a great energy about him. He's a natural leader just because he's a selfless guy, down to earth. I think – you know, they paid a little bit, you know, too much for him. But, you know, after going through that stretch of inconsistency with Bortles, I can see why they did it. It's understandable. Some other things that would happen that happened around the league. Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger, he signs a three-year, $42 million contract with the Kansas City Chiefs. When you look at Kansas City and how close they are to winning the Super Bowl, Tyrann Mathieu will be able to get them much closer to winning it all. They're going to be right there with New England coming out of the AFC. And the Honey Badger, he's going to maybe be able to make a pick or defend a pass that could, you know, give the Chiefs the upper hand over Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. This is a big pickup. You know, they've been waiting around for Eric Berry forever to get healthy. And Eric Berry, for whatever reason, his Achilles just was a problem for the past 2 years. He hasn't done anything. So it looks like Berry could be cut. But, you know, they got the Honey Badger to replace him. And then, you know, the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions kind of make a splash. They get Trey Flowers, probably the top defensive end available. outside of the guys that got franchise tagged, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney, Frank Clark. I think Trey Flowers, he was probably the best guy available outside of those guys. Obviously, Matt Patricia spent time with Trey Flowers in New England. Trey Flowers went to Super Bowl with the Patriots, but obviously wanted to cash in on his efforts. I think he gets like he got quite a bit. I think it's around $17 million a year from the Lions. The Lions also signed Justin Coleman, former Seahawks cornerback, and then they got Jesse James, the tight end, and they got Danny Amendola too. So Bob Quinn was very active in free agency. We still don't know if it will be enough to replace, you know, Golden Tate, Glover Quinn, T.J. Lang, some pretty good football players that they got rid of. Obviously, Bob Quinn wanted to clear a lot of cap space, but it's not that easy to recruit free agents to Detroit just because they've struggled so much, and it's not like it's New York, Miami, L.A., somewhere like that where the destination can just pull free agents on its own. But overall, good day for the Lions. You know, Trey Flowers, that alone makes it a good deal. Danny Amendola is a system guy who might be able to catch some third downs for Matthew Stafford in the slot. Justin Coleman, they overpaid on Justin Coleman, but he'll improve the secondary. Jesse James, another tight end. Just a guy that they're hoping can contribute a little bit. You know, the Eagles also traded for DeSean Jackson. I forgot to throw that in there. So DeSean Jackson goes back to the team that drafted him in 2008. I think the Eagles are excited about that. The Bills signed Frank Gore, 35 years old. Frank Gore just keeps finding a way to sign deals. It's another one-year, $2 million deal with the Bills. If he has a good year, he'll extend his career. He doesn't do anything, he might be done. Even if he plays good, he might be done because he's getting so old. But give Frank Gore credit that he got another contract, because this could have been it for him. Nobody could have picked him up, but clearly he's just a complete football player. Teams feel like he can still give them something. Obviously, there probably wasn't a lot of offers, but Frank Gore's committed to playing football. He doesn't care where it's at, and if Buffalo is going to offer him a job, he's going to go. I respect the hell out of Frank Gore for that, and I really hope he has success with the Bills. Bills also got Tyler Croft, a tight end for 3 years, $18 million. Supposed to help out Josh Allen a little bit, so we'll see what's going down there. The Jets get Jamison Crowder for Sam Darnold on a 3-year, $28 million deal. They're going to pair Crowder up with Robbie Anderson and Quincy Enunwa. I like this acquisition. Jamison Crowder is a good player. There's no getting around it. Very, very fast. Can give this team a little something on special teams if needed. Like I said, good in the slot. And anytime you have a quarterback like Darnold that you're building your team around, you had to get him weapons. Jamison Crowder was a good pickup. There's no doubt about that. The Redskins give a 6-year, $84 million contract to Landon Collins. Well, I think Landon Collins is a good fit for this team because the Redskins actually have an emerging defense. They got the two Alabama guys at the defensive tackles, Jonathan Allen and Deron Payne. They have on the edges, they have Kerrigan. So they have some good players up front that can really get after it. And, you know, Collins is 100 tackles a year, safety. So as far as run defense goes, he'll give the Washington Redskins a lot. And I think when you combine them with the other talent they have on that roster up front, I think that's going to help the Redskins really take a big step. But I'm still cautious about giving a safety a 6-year, $84 million contract. That's just a total Daniel Snyder move. Like I said, it's just so risky to pay a safety that much. if I'm paying anybody $84 million on defense, it's a defensive lineman. And I know they already have good defensive linemen, but I just need someone closer to the ball. You know, a lot of times the safety is just drifting like a kite in the wind back there. Keep in mind, I played safety. When I played football, I was a safety. I was a pretty good safety. And, you know, that should make me partial to the position. But truth be told, the most important position on defense is defensive line. You have to win at the line of scrimmage. You have to get pressure on the quarterback. It's so hard to run against a good defensive line. You know, I was a coach too. So when I was a coach and I went against teams with a good defensive line, it was just a nightmare. So questionable decision by the Redskins, but there's obviously a pattern in Washington. They seem to struggle when it comes to decision making. No offense if you're a Redskins fan. So the San Francisco 49ers, they get Quan Alexander, the linebacker from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for a 4-year, $54 million deal. Another questionable decision by John Lynch. I love John Lynch as a player. He was also a safety, a hard-hitting safety. But, you know, as a GM, C grade at best, and that's being generous because I like him as a safety. John Lynch has not been a very good general manager at all. We'll see if things change, but so far, things are not trending in the right direction, and it's not like he immediately made a splash. Like, look at Mike Mayock. Mike Mayock gets the job with the Raiders from day one. He's making a positive impact, gets Antonio Brown, and now he signs Trent Brown, former Patriots tackle, 4 years, $66 million. Trent Brown is a beast. I watched his film, and he was just blowing people back off the line of scrimmage. And when you have one guy that can constantly win at the point of attack, it opens up the running game so much. If you watch the Patriots, watch how much Sony Michel, or what, go watch the 2018 Patriots, I guess you should say. I had to specify that. Go watch the 2018 Patriots games and watch how much Sony Michel ran behind Trent Brown. It's because Trent Brown was blowing people back and just winning constantly those one-on-one battles. And I like what Mike Mayock has been able to do with the Raiders from day one. Antonio Brown first, now Trent Brown, complete opposite of what John Lynch was doing. You know, John Lynch has opened up the bag for like Jerick McKinnon, you know, paying Jerick McKinnon, paying Jimmy Garoppolo, paying Quan Alexander, drafting Reuben Foster, who didn't pan out to anything and isn't even on the team anymore. So John Lynch needs to get it together on the opposite side of the argument. Mike Mayock is doing really well as a general manager. So Adam Humphries goes to the Tennessee Titans. That's going to help Marcus Mariota a little bit on third down. You know, if you follow me, you know I have so many doubts about Marcus Mariota because the guy can't even throw for 15 touchdowns a year. And pardon me if it sounds like I'm a little bit negative tonight, but I'm just saying the truth. So Marcus Mariota, if you can't throw for 20 touchdowns in a season, or even 15 touchdowns in a season, which is awful, which the last 2 years, I don't think he's thrown for 15 touchdowns. I don't know how he's going to cut it, but, you know, Adam Humphries maybe can help him out. Like I said, I still don't think Mariota's going to work out. Buffalo Bills also get Mitch Morse, former Kansas City Chiefs center. So that's going to boost the offensive line for Josh Allen. Kenny Vaccaro gets signed to the Titans, 4 years, $26 million. Kareem Jackson goes to the Denver Broncos for 3 years, $33 million. Here's the other thing I want to wrap up real quick. The Colts have almost the most, you know, cap space, $100 million, and they only signed Devin Funchess. And they signed Devin Funchess for a one-year, $10 million deal. And it reminds me of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay when they didn't get him help. Indianapolis has Andrew Luck. They made the playoffs. You have $100 million. Spend it all. Spend it all and give this team a chance to win a Super Bowl. Instead, they just signed Devin Funchess. I don't agree with it. Why save $90 million when you're so close to winning a Super Bowl? You don't know how long you'll have Andrew Luck for. Give them a chance. Spend all that money and give them a chance. But really, that's all I'm going to wrap. Really all I have tonight. Juwan James also went to the Denver Broncos, $52 million. He got a four-year contract. But like I said, that's all I have. Check out endzoneblog.com. Appreciate you guys listening. I'm signing off. I hope you guys have a great day. Take care.